hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio.
All right, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm off the soapbox, back on the news box here. I've almost got to the point where I really let it rip, and believe it or not, folks, I do have some self-control. We'll get into deal developing Canada's NAFTA super slab up there. Yeah, they just made an agreement to that. But, you know, we're all nuts for talking about that because the North American Union does not exist inside this country. Also, Bob Chapman, I just got his newest newsletter. I'll read a portion of this, just a portion. And Middle East madness. And it is madness, folks, because if you're watching the major... I was watching Fox this morning, and I forget who this blonde-headed bimbo is that I was watching today. But the leading questions from people that used to be CIA operatives are now working for think tanks. They're coming up with the grand plans to go in and destroy Iran. It was amazing to watch. So I'll get into a little bit of the Middle East madness. And my apologies. Last hour I said the capital S with a hit word. And I do apologize because there's got to be a sense of decorum and professionalism. And it's always been said, when you use swear words, you're limited. You've run out of argument. You've run out of logical argument. And I'm not an illogical or illogical man. But, man, when you get pressed, I mean, you just have to laugh sometimes, and I'm laughing. Can you see me smiling here, folks? Yes. The stuff in the market is still going on. CNBC is just now starting to come to grips. I said yesterday on the program that they actually posed the question, should we get rid of the Fed, the Federal Reserve? And I was astounded that the question was even brought up. But I watched how the respondents to that question responded. And, oh, yes, we need them. Oh, yes, we've got to have them. And we're right in the middle of a lull, you know. The question posed today on CNBC was, it's a coin toss. It's a 50-50 chance we're going to go into recession. No, we've been in a recession since February of 2006. The housing bubble is just the replacement for the dot-com bubble. It was a way to make a ton of cash, oversell something that was way oversold to begin with. And I'm listening to him today talk about Apple stock. Well, Apple stock took a little hit today. Oh, but their iPod, they plan on selling 10 million iPods. And I'm going, what is an iPod? I know what it is. But how important is that's going to somehow be the savior of the stock market, that we got to have? We were so desperately searching for positive news, and none of it was positive today, folks. The Dow Jones was down 143 points, closed at 13,305. Everything was down. NYSE was down 115.51. And they're talking today about, well, there's a coin flip chance that we'll have a recession. Excuse me? You guys, if you can't cheerlead any better than that, turn it into a pure entertainment show. Do a game show. There you go. Let's give away some stocks that nobody will buy. Now, there's an idea. That might be entertaining. But the people that are in the stock market that watch these shows don't have a clue as to who actually runs this country. They don't have a clue. And they're sitting there desperately with bated breath watching for the next little tidbit of wisdom coming from the cheerleaders for Wall Street. Amazing. All right, when we get back, I'll get into some news here, some hard news, right after this.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Bob Chapman was on the program with me yesterday, as he is every Tuesday, and I was talking about CNBC. So in his newsletter, he starts out his newsletter with CNBC is alive but not well. There are several reasons. First, they have a real catfight going on. The women, who make up the majority of the cast, are disturbed that the aging prima donna is receiving too much attention as the rising younger stars of the future scramble for their position in the financial hierarchy. More important is the hardcore one-sided propaganda that emanates from what was once a financial channel known as FNN. And I do believe that was Financial News Network. Larry Kudlow and Jim Cramer chastise the Fed day after day for not lowering the prime interest rate. They're doing their best to beat Ben Bernanke into submission so the Wall Street can continue to make outsized profits in their continual looting of the American economy. We are told outrageous lies, such as our economy is healthy, and even though they know it lives on steroids, any hope of on the channel of objectivity is long gone and has been for years. It was only 3 weeks ago that they discovered that we have a credit bubble. We wonder whether they really believe those core inflation figures of 2.25%. And Bob Chapman, and he's astoundingly accurate, says that that number, inflation figures, are at least 11%, not 2.25%. Now, they have the biggest bubble in financial history popping before their very eyes, and they do not seem to be able to recognize it for what it is. Then again, that is what the elitists pay them to do, to be charlatans. If you remember, just 6 years ago on CNBC, they had you buying in March and April of 2000 when the IF had you selling. Now, these are disposable hucksters. They once upon a time treated us to Abby Joseph Cohen, who ramrodded the views of the elitist. At 10,700, she told us that the Dow was headed straight for 12,500. It only took her six or more years to get there. The screw that has turned the consumer, that has been turned on the consumer, rather, is fatigued, deeply in debt, and sees his or her house depreciating in value. They certainly don't believe the situation is healthy when central banks forced to inject $700 billion into the world financial system, or when the entire markets are frozen, such as the CDOs or the ABSs, and commercial paper. Buyers of loans often now cannot get loans, and all those hundreds of billions of dollars annually taken from home equity, cash out, and equity loans has fallen to a trickle. Now where will the money come from to continue lavish spending? Housing loans are so tight that some prime and ALTA mortgage holders cannot even reset their loans at any price, and most lenders won't make jumbo loans. Like home equity low mortgage payments haul disappear, that means the consumer has less to spend. In addition, builders all wanted to build homes and condos, not apartment buildings. So now we have a shortage and the rents are rising. Kudlow and Cramer are panicked, as is Wall Street, corporate America, and our government. It has never occurred to these hucksters that Americans have borrowed more than they can never hope, as Chapman puts it, to pay back. Now, this is one of the reasons that the financial system has to be purged. That is what really free markets are all about, not about intervention by central banks that prolong and even worsen an unsolvable problem. No magic can solve this problem. It has to be worked out in a very painful way. A step in this direction is forced change in the direction by lenders, and that gets them back to reality. That includes all lending. Central banks can create all the money and credit they want, but in the end, we will have to purge. They cannot control, and again, they will be thrown out of the temple. In reference, obviously, to the Bible here. The dream of real estate riches ended when we called the top of the market in June in 2005. It took 2.5 years for almost everyone to realize that the game is over. That is why CNBC wants a Fed bailout. They don't want the game to be over. The psychology of real estate has been broken, and it's going to take years to repair it. Homeowners are terrified that they no longer have home equity, and they may be soon sleeping under a bridge near you. 30% of homes sold over the past 5 years went to totally unqualified people, and now the homes have to be given back to the lenders, who should have never made the loans in the first place. Of course, our president and our Democratic Congress want you, with your hard-earned money, to bail out speculators and those who should have never taken or had a loan in the first place. It is reality time, and Americans are not going to like it. As CNBC imitates real life, kept economists throughout our once great land are now singing the praises of an interest rate cut. They have all demanded a cut. Now it's a question of how much, 0.25%, 0.75%, perhaps even 2%. The noise is deafening, or should be saying disinformation is deafening. Now the question is will Mr. Bernanke's elitist handlers allow him to stand pat on rates and buy the dollar more time? If the rates are lowered, we can expect hyperinflation, a falling dollar, and eventually the Japanese disease, which they had for about 16 years, of deflation and depression. Were it not for the virtually no interest rate, a rigged currency, and a supplicant support, he says, market in America, Japan would have collapsed economically years ago. Japan tried every Keynesian nostrum. Everything failed. And all they have left to show for it is an unbelievable pile of debt, kind of like us. Unfortunately, that is the path upon which we are headed. It seems the Fed and Wall Street are unwilling to learn the lessons of the past. In the last crisis, the Fed lowered interest rates, and the real estate boom was born. Prior to that, it was the LTCM, Russia and Asia, that bent under liquidity problems. That brought the IMF to the rescue. This time, it's credit crunch And to show you the gravity of the situation, almost every central bank in the world is involved in the bailout. Our dollar is teetering on the edge of the abyss, not only as it again challenges 80 on the dollar index, but also to add insult to injury, our manufacturers of breakfast food, rather than raise prices, have reduced content and the size of the box to offset higher costs and inflation. And just ain't the cereal guy. Go to Mickey D's. Go take a look at, what's their double duck hamburger called? What is that? Big Mac? They might as well spray paint the beef on the bun. They might as well just give it a little coating and make it bigger to make it appear better. But that's what they've been doing. Rather than raising prices, have been cutting down. And going down the cereal aisles, this has always irked me because I know what these cereal companies pay for their grain. You can just about guesstimate what their manufacturing cost is, their overhead. And you've got your kids yammering for this sugar-infested, non-nutritious junk in a box. Knowing full well that, oh, that's right, the advertising agents out there that are paid to get your kids to really want this junk, and how long can you listen to your kid yammer in a store and cry and scream because he wants his box of sugar pops or sugar smacks or whatever? No, you just throw the box at him to shut him up. As I said, the dollar teeters on the edge of the abyss. If the Fed lowers interest rates, the manufacturers may have to cut the size of the box in half. The dollar is the worst of major fiat currencies. Unfortunately, the rest are a little better. We begin our fourth week into the destruction of the debt bubble as credit continues to contract in spite of the $700 billion worldwide infusion of credit. There is also now some question as to whether the yen carry trade will continue. That is $1.5 trillion plus a $500 billion annual injection of capital into world markets they may never be over or partially over. Due to the veil of secrecy surrounding the financial markets, we do not know all that we should know. The central banks are telling us very little. As an example, there are 40 million Americans in money market funds, and we do not know how badly the CDOs, the ABSs, and commercial paper are doing. These money market funds may no longer be safe. Liquidity has been hit in these funds in Britain and Canada as well. We are told that money market funds worth $3 trillion have probably $300 billion in CDOs and other garbage. Now, if that wasn't bad enough, we have a long line of hedge funds and banks ready to go upside down. Folks, you realize there's more than 300 mortgage companies in this country that have gone belly up? Gee, do you think this just happened in the last 2.5 weeks? Then there is the gorilla countrywide financial that could collapse. A $200 billion asset mortgage lender last week received a $2 billion infusion from the Bank of America, which gave the bank an 18% interest in the company. Now, we believe Bank of America invested because the elitists know if Countrywide goes down, it will create big problems for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They sold Fannie and Freddie one-third of all their mortgages, having repackaged them into mortgage-backed securities. Don't forget that the $2 billion by Bank of America followed $11.5 billion provided by 40 banks organized by Treasury Secretary Paulson. One of those banks was Impact Mortgage Holding, whose stock had just fallen 80%, and that was called upon the ante up $500 million and Capital One, which has shut down its own mortgage unit and laid off 1,900 people. Now, this is pure desperation, and this is what your media again failed to tell you. Contrary to what you've been told, Countrywide was a bailout, and most credit funneled through these lenders. It should also be noted that the $11.5 billion had been made available to Countrywide in a deft piece of timing. The following day, we saw a 0.5% drop in the discount rate. Take the break here, get back, get into the Middle East madness, of which I know one way that we could shave about $1 trillion off of our budget a year. Let's quit killing Muslims for a while and making Israel happy. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
The Common Sense Chronicle, and this is the newsletter that Derry Brownfield sends out to a lot of people. And I'll do one little more piece here on the financial stuff and then move on to the Middle East. And I read part of this yesterday, but I want to read, it's not that long. I read it in its entirety and you'll get a better understanding. This is from Richard Cook. He's from globalresearch.ca. www.globalresearch.ca. He's out of Canada. Cook writes, "Remember when the U.S. was the world's greatest industrial nation? Barely 30 years ago, the output of our producing economy and the skills of our workforce led the entire world. It's hard to believe that in the space of a generation, our capabilities just collapsed, as did our steel and automobile industries and our family farms. Our economy is on an artificial life support system. The fact is that the economy of much of the world is in a downward slide, which the financiers cannot stop because the systems they operate are primarily the cause. The problems aren't confined to the U.S. Unemployment worldwide is increasing. Debt is rampant. Inflation is rampant. Infrastructures are crumbling and the commodity prices are rising. Many responsible commentators are warning we are likely to see major financial shocks within the next few months. The warnings are even coming from the institutional players like the Bank of International Settlements, International Monetary Fund. The housing bubble sets the stage for the U.S. collapse. Within the U.S., foreign investors, above all communist China, have been propping up our massive trade and fiscal deficits with their capital. To keep them happy, interest rates, after 6 years of cheap credit, must now be kept relatively high. Otherwise, the Chinese might bail out, leaving us to fend for ourselves with our hollowed-out shell of an economy. Investors are increasingly uneasy with their dollar holdings and are bailing out anyway. Foreign purchasers of U.S. securities has plummeted, and our debt-laden economy, where our manufacturing base has been largely outsourced, is no longer capable of providing our own population with a living by utilizing our own productive resources. For a while, we were floating on the housing bubble, but the artificially pumped-up housing industry as late as 2005 accounted for 50% of U.S. economic growth. The Federal Reserve, under Chairman Alan Greenspan, used the housing bubble to pump liquidity into the economy. Consumers could borrow huge amounts of money at relatively low interest rates for the purchase of homes or for taking the home equity loans out. The housing bubble began as early as 1989 when credit restrictions on the purchase of real estate first began to be eased. The Fed started inflating the housing bubble in earnest around 2001 after the collapse of the dot-com bubble, when over $1 trillion of wealth, including working people's retirement savings, just simply vanished. In March of 2001, mortgage companies began to be instructed by the creditors or lenders on how to package loan applications as master strokes of forgery, so the unqualified buyers could purchase homes. There could not have been a sudden onset of industry-wide illegal activity without direction from higher up in the money chain. Portfolio managers were directed to buy subprime bonds as other bonds matured. Its subprime segment of the industry that has now collapsed, triggering the recent demise of two Bear Stearns hedge funds, is not just low-income home purchasers who are affected, as foreclosures are happening in Washington affluent suburban neighborhoods. Greenspan loosened the reins by cutting interest rates repeatedly beginning in January of 2001. Along the way, housing prices inflated drastically, which officialdom touted as economic growth, saying this inflation boosted Americans' wealth, but his source of liquidity for everyday people has been maxed out, like credit cards, and there is nothing to replace it. There is no cash cushion because years ago people stopped earning enough money for personal savings. These bubbles are created because our wage and salary earners lack purchasing power due to the outsourcing of our manufacturing industries to China and other cheap labor markets. Also, our farming, mining, and other resource-based industries are on a long-term slide. The rank and file of our population must turn to borrowing in order to survive. Only the banks and the credit card companies are the beneficiaries over that one. The total debt for individuals, businesses, and government, and this Canadian has it at $45 trillion and climbing, actually, when you look at all of what the federal government has pledged, all of what they spent, the current debt we find ourselves in, and future financial obligations, it is well over $1 trillion. Well over $1 trillion. It's happening because since the creation of the Federal Reserve System in 1913, our economy has been based almost entirely on fractional reserve banking. Under the central banking system, money is brought into existence only as a debt-bearing loan. Interest on this lending tends to grow exponentially unless overtaken by real economic growth. Now, all banks, lending from purchase of treasury bonds to credit cards to home mortgages to billion-dollar loans to hedge funds, must eventually be paid back somewhere, somehow, sometime, by somebody, and guess what? With interest. Since 1965, the dollar has lost 80% of its value, and I think those figures are a little bit light. Actually, our dollar is only worth about 3% of its original value. Now, it very well could be that since 1965 it's lost 80%, but since the creation of the Federal Reserve and what they denominated as a dollar, 100 cents, 97 cents just leaked out of your pocket somewhere, folks. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
In 1965, the dollar has lost 80% of its value. The situation today is worse in many respects than 1929 because the debt overhang versus real economic value is much higher now than it was then. The U.S. economy was in far better shape in the 1920s because so much of our population was gainfully employed in factories and on farms. And as I said yesterday, we didn't have a $100 trillion debt. Folks, we had a national debt back in 1929, but it was calculated in the millions, not the trillions. The federal government is trying to figure out what to do. The biggest concern is that foreign investors have started to pull out of dollar-denominated markets. The government's plunge protection team, known as the President's Working Group on Financial Markets, is trying to engineer what they call a soft landing. Even if that succeeds, there will be a massive de facto default on dollar-denominated debt and a long-term degradation of the U.S. standard of living. The inside word is that we are likely to see major monetary shocks and a possible stock market crash as early as December of 2007. And you're going to start seeing it this month. The banking system, which, by the way, 1987, 1929, when did it happen? October. The banking system, which rules the economy through the Federal Reserve, has produced the debt pyramid of today. Banks should never have this much power. The fundamental objectives of monetary policy should be to secure a healthy producing economy and provide for sufficient individual income. The objectives should not be to produce massive profits for the bank, fodder for Wall Street swindles, and a bank check for out-of-control government expenditures. Contrary to many doomsayers, the world economy is capable of providing a decent living for everyone on the planet. It cannot, because the monetary equivalent of its bounty is skimmed by interest-bearing debt. And, oh gosh, here he goes again, being anti-Semitic. It is a fact. Check your history. Where did world banking come from? Oh, gosh. Do I have to say it? You already know it. It's right there in front of your face.
But I don't want to talk about it because I'll be considered anti-Semitic. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so I'm going to let the ramparts crumble. I'm going to watch the enemy climb into the encampment here and destroy everyone and everything. You know, I'd much rather die than to tell you the truth. It's called hypocrisy, folks. And those that portray it, I'll stop there. Deal develops Canada's NAFTA superhighway. By the way, Jerry Corsi found a 1998 document that shows the North American Super Corridor Coalition, or NASCO. You know what its original name was? The North American Superhighway Coalition. But I guess that was too close to North American Union, so they had to dump that in favor of NASCO. Doesn't that sound kind of like a group of old moonshiners that go out there and race around on dirt tracks? It's the NASCO drivers, yes. Deal developed Canada's NAFTA superhighway. Here come Chinese containers to Great White North, by Jerry Corsi. An agreement announced by Transport Canada last month advances toward a reality the massive planning that has been done to develop the NAFTA superhighway in Canada. A July 30 press release on the website of Transport Canada, the Canadian government's counterpart to the U.S. Department of Transportation, announced the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding, or a MOU, and that's how they've been doing this, folks, these Memorandums of Understanding. That is a treaty or a contract, but they're not calling it that. It's just that all the global elite just understand what it is, and they abide by it. And this MOU between the governments of Canada and the provinces of Ontario and Quebec to develop they're calling it the Continental Gateway and Trade Corridor. Now, the memorandum noted Ontario and Quebec are vital contributors to the Canadian economy, representing approximately 60% of Canada's exports and gross domestic product. The main objective of this Memorandum of Understanding, the document continued, is to establish this commercial gateway and trade corridor as a strategic and integrated and globally competitive transportation system that supports the movement of international trade. Let me stop here for a second. Globally competitive transportation system. We are seeing what it is for the United States to compete in a global market. The world does not have the standard of living, nor the form of government that we have here. So hence, the form of government has got to go, because it's not compatible with global economies. And I find this just absolutely, I mean, even from a narcissistic point of view, or a totally selfish point of view, you would think that people would be falling out in the streets right now because, well, their lifestyle is being threatened. Even though their lifestyle has been carried by a credit card or home equity loans, their dollar is worth nothing, they're working harder to make less, they've had no real increases in anything, and the only thing that they're getting is taxed out of their socks in one form or another, or paying way, way too much for corporate-controlled commodities. Oil, gas, electricity. But you see, folks, in this debt funny money system that we have, things are worth less and less, so we've got to charge you more and more so we can still make a profit. You see how that works? Don't complain. Shut up. It's the way it is. Now, if we had honest banking in this country, we had a dollar was worth a dollar, it'd be worth a dollar 100 years ago, it'd be worth a dollar 100 years from now. But we can't have that, can we? The memorandum makes clear that the billions of dollars in toll road highway construction and infrastructure development contemplated will be financed by private investors, including foreign investment consortia, under the model of public-private partnerships, or PPPs. Now, going back to Daddy Bush back in 92 when he signed an executive order stating that any infrastructure that has got 1 cent, just one penny of federal funds into it, can now be sold to the highest bidder, foreign investor. So not only are they using foreign investment dollars to build in this country, they're able to take what's already been built by your hard-earned tax dollars. Are you liking this scenario? And you see where this is leading us. So you people out there, keep paying your tolls on those roads and drive merrily down. You have your eyes shut, so I hope you don't run into something and kill yourself. The Ontario-Quebec segment of the Canadian Continental Gateway and Trade Corridor derives from a national policy framework for strategic gateways and trade corridors announced this year by the minority conservative government of Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper. According to the national policy framework, the Ontario-Quebec Continental Gateway and Trade Corridor encompasses a system of land, air, and marine transportation assets, including the St. Lawrence River and the Great Lakes, that offers a competitive and attractive gateway for international trade. That globalist impulses are driving Canada's national policy framework is made clear from the attention the defining statement on the policy gives to NAFTA and world trade, including competition from the European Union. No country in the world is better positioned than Canada to prosper in the emerging global economy, Harper states in a quote from the National Policy Framework for Strategic Gateways and Trade Corridors. I hope I don't have to say that again. Posted on the Trade Canada website, the Gateway Initiative is obviously critical to realizing our potential as a country. Really. The text itself clearly explains the North American Free Trade Agreement and the European Union gave rise to new trading blocks that have underpinned the new integrated global marketplace. The document also addresses the need to place an integrated North American economy and marketplace into an emerging global marketplace that is increasingly dominated by China and India. Coupled with the emergence of new economic powers such as China and India, global marketplace integration is driving the distribution of economic activity as well as the expansion of world trade. And you see what world trade has brought this country, don't you? Yeah, we can manufacture goods here. We can try to send them somewhere around the globe. But you see, we have too much of a standard here in this country. We believe of a trade for labor versus the dollar that somehow you should be fairly compensated. And it used to be that, well, people were greedy, but other people fought to get a little piece of the pie, and it worked relatively well. But you see, now, folks, we're in competition with countries that don't give a squat about their people, workers, as they call them, and once you work, then you can consume. You're a worker or you're a consumer. That's all that you are. You're on a balance sheet someplace. You're not a person. You're not a human being. You don't have a story. You don't have a life. You've got a beginning and an end to your productivity, and then that's it. That's how you're looked upon. You're just an entry into a ledger book somewhere. Coupled with the emergence of the new economic powers such as China and India, global marketplace integration is driving the distribution of economic activity as well as the expansion of world trade. As WorldNet Daily had reported, the PPPs involve comprehensive development contracts negotiated between governments and private investors, including foreign investors. And by the way, this is the true definition of what? What did Mussolini call it? Corporatism. But there was another word. It's called fascism. Anytime that you have your government, along with big corporations, making the decision that a free market cannot make for itself, you call it what it is, fascism. But see, people in this country wouldn't know a fascist from a roll of toilet paper because they're too busy in the little rat maze running around to poke their head up, sniff the air, and to really smell what's being shoveled at them. And that's the God honest truth. The Trans-Texas Corridor, or the TTC-35, the four football fields wide new truck, train, automobile pipeline, super slab or super highway being built by the Texas Department of Transportation, is a PPP promoted by the Federal Highway Administration, in which the billions required for new toll roads are being provided by Centra Concession and Infrastructures of Transportation, a private investment consortium in Spain. By the way, somebody ought to bring that. I hope Ron Paul brings this up. Is there going to be a Republican debate tonight? I think that there is. And I hope Ron Paul will unleash and start to shock people. If he shocks them enough with the truth, you're going to look at the next president of the United States. Because one of the people running on that party platform for the chosen spot for the Republican nomination for president of the United States is none other than Rudy Giuliani, which law firm, guess what, represents Centra. How traitorous can one be? And this cross-dresser is running for president of the United States. It's just the kind of guy that they need in there. You know, he was the one that should have been slighted in the presidential debates, not Ron Paul. On April 30th, 1992, and I brought this up, and Jerry didn't know this. I think I had him up a couple of weeks ago, and I said this. On April 30th, 1992, he says in his article, President George H.W. Bush signed Executive Order 12803 on infrastructure privatization, which created the PPPs by clearing federal barriers for cities and states to lease public works infrastructure to private investors. And you're already starting to hear the din right now. Oh, well, you know, Michigan, we're facing a $1.8 billion deficit. You know, we need money from someplace. Well, where do you think they're going to get the money? You're going to raise taxes on people that aren't working? You know what Jennifer Granholm just did? She's claiming we got 100,000 people that are out of work. We're running at about a 7% unemployment rate in Michigan. No, Jenny. No, that's like 11, 12% unemployment rate. So there goes your tax base. They've got a $1.8 billion deficit for the state of Michigan. So she came up with and devised this plan. She said, we got 100,000 people that are out of work here. What we're going to do is take funds, and we're going to do this at community college level. We're going to do the shake and bake routine to get these people qualified for the jobs that we don't have educated people to fill in Michigan. Now, that's Jenny Granholm's solution. Now, in a way, she's fast on her feet, and at least she's thinking, but not in the right direction. What Jenny Granholm should be up there pounding her fist about is we have unfair labor competition coming from overseas, and the very corporations that are sitting in her state are making products with slave labor outside of this country, shipping it back in, and taking the jobs from your workers, Jenny. Get a life. But yet she come up with a rather creative fix. To finish this out, the Canadian National Policy Framework for Strategic Gateways and Trade Corridors shares with the Texas DOT a vision of intermodal transportation is one key concept requiring to understanding the plans now being implemented for building new NAFTA superhighway infrastructure. The intermodal transportation involves moving containers by a variety of modes of transportation, including ship, airplane, truck, and train, without having to repack the containers. WorldNet Daily has reported the underlying agenda of the multinational corporations is to redesign and reconfigure NAFTA trade corridors such as Interstate 35, into a new NAFTA superhighway that will minimize the cost of transporting containers of manufactured goods originating in China and the Far East to their ultimate destination in North America. Thus, a container originating in China with low-cost manufactured goods, call it what it is, slave labor-produced goods, built by Chinese low-cost labor, can head towards North American consumers and a container ship across the Pacific Ocean. It's a one-stop shop. That's almost better than boxcars from heaven, kind of like manna from heaven. Can't just drop them out of the air. We got to get them over here somehow, so let's just make this as efficient and free-flowing as humanly possible. Unloading the container in Mexico's ports, such as Manzillo and I think this is Lazaro Cardenas on Mexico's Pacific coast, south of Texas, further reduces costs by using Mexican dock workers to unload the goods in Mexican trucks and Mexican trains to transport the goods north along the trade corridor transportation infrastructure, such as the TTC 35. Boy, I hope Ron Paul, I hope he rolls up his political sleeves, takes the gloves off, and just starts whacking the crap out of these hypocrites. We're knee deep in hypocrites. Hypocrisy is the word of the day. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
They railed against the crowd. Another ragtag band declaring independence.
By the way, here's a short bit of news. This ought to warm the cockles of your soul. pulled this out of the Round Rock Leader. I was not aware of this. This came out of their August 23rd edition. By the way, you know who occupies? Occupies the old RBN headquarters? Round Rock Leader. And my landlord just happens to advertise in their paper. We were cut short on that deal. But I kind of got the landlord back. I went and inspected the old property. We were being charged $600 to shampoo a carpet. The very same carpet that I was in there when we got flooded by the sewer, the raw sewage sewer out there. And I was in there and my wife at Sunday evening at 1 a.m. in the morning and sucking up 4 inches of detritus. And I'm telling you, every filthy thing that they ever flushed down a toilet, we were walking around in. So I did that, didn't charge her a penny for that. When we move out, we had to clean the carpet before we moved in, then it got trashed. And when we moved out, she charged me $600 to clean it. And here's the irony to this, folks. We're in a condominium office park. It turns out my old landlord is in the building right next door to me. And I smile and wave at her every day. You peace out. At any rate, that's personal stuff. Shouldn't get involved in that. There is, effective April 27th of this year, there's Senate Bill 112 that went into effect, protecting the right to keep and bear arms during declared disaster or an emergency by prohibiting law enforcement officers from confiscating firearms during such an emergency period. Now, that sounds all well and good on the surface, but what did we see in Katrina? We didn't have the cops running around taking guns from people. We saw the National Guard running around taking guns from people. I have to read into that a little bit more. You know, during the break, we only have a couple minutes left here. During the break, I was talking to the producer here, talking about, you know, Michigan, my old tramping grounds up there, General Motors. I told him back in 87, I was one of the people that was in a mass layoff of 30,000 people, just like that, overnight. 30,000 people in one state whacked out by GM. And GM just got overtaken by Toyota the other day as being the largest manufacturer of cars in the world. Go figure. Now, to counter this, if I were the president of General Motors, I would start a media campaign, a public relations campaign that would make Lee Iacocca look like a piker. If I were president of GM, tomorrow I'd make the announcement that we're going to start insourcing. Because part of that 30,000-man layoff back in 87 was because they were having a lot of their component parts made out of country, having them shipped in, and just merely assembling international parts. Okay? Buzzwords like, cost-intensive labor practices and, well, we can't get any more out of these UAW people, so we've got to keep our bottom line going. So they never said outsourcing, by the way. They just start hacking and whacking jobs. If I were the president of General Motors tomorrow, I would make the announcement that I'm insourcing. I'm going to pull all my manufacturing of components and engines and parts and everything else, and I'm going to start insourcing them back into the United States. And I'll tell you what. Even if GM wasn't capable of building anything better than their 1980 X-body car, or let's use a classic example, the old Edsel Ford, even if they built a lead sled, people to protect American jobs would drive it and drive it happily. GM has now been replaced as the kingpin of the car manufacturers of all time. Go figure. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. A calmer edition of the National Intel Report tomorrow. Everything is out of my system. Everything is calm. Everything is nice. It will be okay. See you tomorrow.